You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Joining us now from Giants camp, a guy who I don't even think he knows he has this honor, is now Tiki Barber's second favorite New York Giant, and he hasn't even played a game yet. Fourth round pick, Cam Scataboo. Cam, thank you very much for coming on, man. How are you?
Good, good.
Can you guess who number one is?
Nope.
Tyrone Tracy. Okay. It's all running backs.
There we go.
That's how it works.
What do you think, man? This is your first NFL training camp. You come in here already as a fan favorite. What's your early impressions of professional football life?
Yeah, I mean, football's football. So at the end of the day, you know, you got to come out here and work hard, and I'm going to continue to do that. But obviously, bigger, faster, stronger. At every level, it's the same thing. You know, everyone gets better, everyone gets faster, and everyone gets stronger. So just making sure I'm preparing to be on the field for the right mindset and the right, you know, body, have my body ready to go.
Yeah, how do you earn the playing time? Because that's what it takes at this level. It's understanding all the game plan and the role that you serve on every specific play. But how do you earn it? How are you trying to earn that now?
Yeah, I mean, trust is one thing. You know, you're running back coach, and the offensive coordinator has to trust that you know what you're doing at all times. And then you have to execute that. So, I mean, just coming out here every day and putting my all towards it, you know, and when I get the ball, finding the hole and hitting it, you know, and making sure that I don't drop a pass when the ball's thrown in my way. And I've done all that so far. So,
Watching you at Arizona State, it's impossible not to be infatuated with your running style. It's like you're angry, but you're also smart about how you go about it. Where does that come from?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't know if it was like getting bullied when I was younger or
You were what, bullied when you were younger?
Oh, my brother bullied me all the time. Yeah, 100%.
That's acceptable.
Your father and your brother, if they don't bully you growing up, you know, there's a different.
As soon as you said brother, I understand. my older sister still bullies me. I'm 42, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. There's just a switch, you know. I'm still trying to find that, where that comes from. But as years go on, you know, I get closer to finding it.
Now, so, how do your teammates approach you with that mentality? Because I remember as a rookie, I used to run so hard all the time, even in non-padded practices, and the defensive lineman wanted to beat me up. So how do you, like, control and maintain aggression so that it's used in the right way?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be smart. You got to take care of your teammates, but then you got to remember, too, you don't want 350-pound Dexter yelling at you in the team meeting that you're not doing the right thing. You
that's
know?
A good point.
You know, he got a little mad at me the other day for lowering my shoulder and, you know, going through somebody. But, you know, football is football at the end of the day. So, you know, we're all taking care of each other. We got to practice smart, play hard. But we have to be a physical football team and win in this league. So I'm going to bring that to this team. And, you know, I hope these guys follow along.
Right. Now, you and Tyrone could be a great 1-2 combination. How do you guys envision your usage this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here for whatever they got me here for. You know, year one, year two, year three, whatever. You know, I'm going to give everything I got and every snap I get. So if that brings me more or brings me less, then okay. But I'm here to, you know, if T's getting 18 carries a game and I'm getting 8 or 6, I'm cool with that, you know. At some point, there's going to be a time where, you know, I'm getting a little bit more touches. But as of right now, you know, I'm going to play my role and just continue to work hard.
Yeah, let me back up to the draft. When you got drafted by the Giants and, you know, you're coming to New York, you obviously know the long history, even if you haven't been here. But what's your first thought? New York Giant, running back, what's your first thought about coming here?
The list is long, you know, so just holding up to that standard, you know, and making sure that this place is taken care of in that backfield. You know, I came from Arizona State, which is kind of crazy. We've had, you know, 5 backs in the last 10 years go to the league.
It's true.
And then I come here and, you know, some of the best backs ever in the league, you know. So I've been at RBU for a while now, and I'm starting to get used to it and trying to uphold the standards for each team I'm on. But it's been crazy. It's been fun. And hopefully I can hold those standards up to a high level.
One of the fun things about watching you in college is that your receiving ability was unbelievable, but maybe a lot of the New York audience isn't aware of this. Your ability to throw a pass. You getting a Dable's ear yet here about trying to work that in?
Yeah, I mean, that'll come when I'm probably touching the ball 30 times a game. you know, I won't push into that too fast. But once that comes, it's going to come, you know. And it's probably a two or three times a year kind of thing when it does come around, but we'll see. I'm sure he sees it.
Where'd that skill set come from? Because I was looking. I didn't watch any.
Yeah, you don't look like a quarterback.
Yeah, I watched zero college football for the most part, so it was like, oh, my God, this guy threw two touchdown passes the last 2 years. Where the hell did this come from? Did you ever dabble with quarterback at lower levels? Like, where'd the throwing come from?
I played a lot of quarterback when I was younger, like all the time. We had a receiver and a quarterback. And the quarterback played receiver as well, so we kind of back and forth. If I wanted a deep ball and I was tired, I would go to quarterback and throw it to him. So it was just something my dad, you know, he always had me doing something different growing up. Then I got into high school, and I hurt my left shoulder, and you know, I couldn't run the ball as effectively as I could. So they said, all right, well, your right arm's good, and you can throw the ball, so let's put you in. So I played about four games my senior year of my high school football. Played about four games of quarterback. And, you know, I've just been able to throw the ball. It's just a natural thing. You do it growing up, you know, playing catch with your boys and stuff. So it's just something that I've always had the ability to do.
Did that confuse your recruiting? Like, what did people think about you as a recruit? Like, how were you recruited?
I wasn't recruited. Yeah. You know, I had one offer coming out of high school.
Is that right?
One offer.
Yeah.
So,
Sacramento State. Right?
Yeah. Yep. Does that put a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every day I'm doubted. So, and I get here and, you know, you see the stuff on Instagram, you see all the social media, and you're doubted all the time. So I'm continuing to prove myself and just work as hard as I can, be the best I can.
So the one thing that I think Giant fans we'll say worry about has been the offensive line over the last couple of years. And obviously it's not remade, but it's a little bit different than it's been in the last few years. Andrew Thomas is still out, unfortunately, with the with his injury. And so from your perspective, how have they looked?
I mean, I don't think we have to worry right now. The five guys we got in front of us right now, and then, you know, add AT to that.
Right.
When he gets healthy, I mean, that O-line's going to be really good. And I hope so, and I believe it will be. They've been doing a great job against probably one of the top three defenses in the country right now, you know, in the league. So this defense is really good, and they're moving the line of scrimmage. So that's always a good sign. And, you know, they know what they're doing at all times. They're not messing up too many plays. And, I mean, they're getting movement.
Yeah, I was chatting with Jesse earlier. He said this was an offense day. Offense won today. Specifically, though, Evan Neal, who's moved around. You weren't here, obviously, when he was a tackle, but he's now in at guard. How has he looked? Because talking to some of the scouts out here, they've said he's got the most talent. He just got to figure out what he's doing.
Yeah, I think Evan's a great player. You see him every day out here. And he's super athletic. And, you know, I'm not too tuned into where he's at all the time.
Right.
But, I mean, if that's what they say that he has to do, that's what he has to do. But those guys up front, and over who's up there, has to execute. So when he's in, if he's executing, that's who's gonna play.
Right.
You know? So I'm excited to see him. It's a big boy in front of me, so I would love to have him there.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever upstairs says is the best for us, I'm gonna go with that.
We are talking to Cam Scottaboo, one of the newest members of New York Football Giants, as we're spending the day here at Giant training camp. As you could probably see by me, I'm not athletic, so I grew up just watching football. As an athlete, were you a diehard fan as a kid growing up? Did you just play? Take us through your love of the sport growing up.
Yeah, honestly, I was just in love with playing it. I won five championships back-to-back-to-back when I was younger.
Damn.
We went like 72-0. I didn't lose a game for 5 years.
72-0?
Wow. I didn't lose a game for probably 5-6 years.
Wow.
My first 2 years, I didn't really play much. I was 5 and 6 years old. And then from 7 to 11 years old, I didn't lose a game. We onside kicked every game. Every time my dad onside kicked the ball.
Who was the coach?
I'd rent my dad.
Oh, he was cold-blooded,
man. He would have our kicker onside kick it. I'd run down, hit the first guy that saw the ball. Our other guys would pick it up. And, you know, some games we'd win 70-0, and they would never even touch the football. So,
oh, man.
You know, my dad was a cold-blooded killer.
Right? I was going to say, hell yeah.
Giants need cold-blooded killers.
He had no remorse, but, I mean, he's the reason I'm here today.
Yeah.
You know? So he showed me the ropes, and winning is fun.
Right.
And that's something I didn't really grow up watching football. You know, I was not a huge football fan growing up on the visual side.
Sure.
You know, I just loved to play it. I watched my brother in high school on.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Friday nights, and then, you know, when he got to college, I watched on Saturdays, but I didn't really watch a ton of Sunday football. So just playing it was my love.
Do you feel what I'm just feeling as an observer, that you're already a fan favorite? Like, the fans love you. Do you get that? Do you feel the love yet?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been awesome. You know, I feel it every day. I come out here and people are screaming my name and, you know, wanting autographs and stuff. So it's awesome to have that support, and you understand how big you are, how big of a role you can take in if you really execute what you're doing.
Yeah, no, that's cool. In New York, as long as you do your job the way that people expect you to do your job,
yep,
then you'll be loved and lauded and admired for a long time. So good luck to you, Cam.
You're also in a great spot. You know why? This is a tough town. They boo people. If they boo you, it's going to sound like they're
no
saying
issue.
Your name.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh, they love me. You're in a great spot. Yep. Well, Cam, welcome to New York. Thank you very much for coming
Thank
on.
You. Thank you, Cam.
Cam Scottaboo, one of the newest members of the New York Football Giants. We are spending our day at Giant Camp.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.